Hello, we're looking in the Bala Sulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 31. You can get the book at the website kabbalah.info. And before that, we have a few announcements we need to hear. Yes. We have very special events in Israel. Yochanan and Rehovot are coming together, and Petach Tikva is going to have a few groups over its area. Here we go, in Hadera, there's a few groups over there together. And in Ashkelon, Ashdod and 10 number 1 in Petach Tikva have gone to Ashkelon over there, and also in Natsrat and Afula there together. Many connections, friends from Hadera and Zichron there in Hadera. They have a question. They really feel a gift from this special workshop that we've started with Rav, we've gone through in the last few days. And the question is, how is our... What can we do in order to take the workshop to the next level?
We like moving intellectually, talking about what I understand, and in spirituality, that doesn't count. In spirituality, what counts is what I don't understand, and I talk about it in order to make efforts to reach it, in order to reveal it, not to understand it in my intellectually, but to reveal. You hearing this? Akoka, you hearing? You sure? You got it? Should I repeat it or not? Repeat. In corporeality, we work with our regular mind. The teacher says this and this, I examine if it's right, I check this, it's correct, it's right, and then I learn from him and I use it, right? That approach was here for a long time, that we spoke about things that our mind agreed to, our heart understood. And that's how we were, a little bit higher than regular people, but still, whatever we can examine intellectually and emotionally. That state is over, and it will not return. That's it. But now, we're learning just like Kabbalists learn, and we need to get used to that, that we are learning about things we don't understand. We're learning about things we can't comprehend. Because my mind isn't built according to the degree we're talking about now. There are such laws that they just don't fall into place with my own ideas, my logic, with everything that I understand and feel. No. But I must accept them as laws that belong to a higher degree. And I, meanwhile, am at a lower degree. So there are 2 degrees, 2 levels. And I need to make an effort in the group, through the study, and the light that reforms, to make an effort to lose my current mind and heart, completely let go of it. Like, just let it disappear. And to accept a new mind and heart. It's like upgrading the software that works inside of me, that it will rise to a higher degree. That's it. That in the previous software, I couldn't insert data that we are now learning. It wouldn't accept it. I don't understand. I don't feel it. It doesn't enter. It's not compatible, and now I need to upgrade to change the software, and then what we'll learn will be clear to me, will be understood. That is the state we've reached. That is called the spiritual study. How do we rise to the next degree? Simple, we need to get this special portion of light from above, and that will raise us to a higher degree. That's called the degree of faith above reason, right? To a new reason instead of my previous reasoning. That's called faith, this new reason, in comparison to my previous reason. It's faith above reason. Why is it faith above reason? We learned, what is faith? Bestowal, meaning to a higher degree of bestowal in comparison to the current state. All in all, rising to a higher level of bestowal, and then I'll understand and I'll feel what we're learning, as it was clear to me beforehand. And meanwhile, many things we learn now will be very, very blurry. And also here, what we read in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, in this introduction here, you saw a couple of days ago, we read some excerpts there that were, what's even talking about? Where does it happen? How does it happen? Suddenly we completely lose grasp. So, all in all, more connection, more light that reforms, and everything will come to us in understanding on a high degree called faith above reason. Is that clear? That's it. Moving forward. Let's go.
Page 440 in the writings of Bala Sulam in Hebrew, and in English it's on page 125 of Kabbalah for the Student, item 31, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. It is written in the new Tikkun about the verse, "The horse leech hath two daughters, give. A leech means hell, and the evil caught in that hell cry as dogs, hav hav, which is give in Hebrew. Meaning, give us the wealth of this world, give us the wealth of the next world. Yet it is a much more important degree than the first, since aside from obtaining the full measure of the will to receive, giving one all the material one needs for one's work, this is the degree that brings one to Lishma, for her name. It is as our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot lo lishma, not for her name, as from lo lishma one comes to lishma. Hence, this degree which comes past the 13 years is deemed holiness. This is considered the holy maid that serves her mistress, which is the holy Shechina, divinity. This is because the maid brings one to Lishma, and he is rewarded with the inspiration of divinity. Yet one should take every measure suited to bring one to Lishma, since if one does not strain for that and does not achieve Lishma, he will fall into the pit of the impure maid, which is the opposite of the holy maid, whose role is to confuse a person, that the lo lishma will not bring him to lishma. It is said about her, handmaid that is heir to her mistress, for she will not let one near the mistress, which is the holy divinity. And the final degree in this division is that he will fall passionately in love with the Creator, as one falls passionately for a corporeal love, until the object of passion remains before one's eyes all day long and all night long, as the poet says, "When I remember him, he does not let me sleep." Then it is said of him, "But desire fulfilled is a tree of life." This is because the five degrees of the soul are the tree of life, which stretches over 500 years. Each degree lasts 100 years, meaning it will bring him to receive all five b'chinot, discernments, naran chai, nefesh ruach, neshama chaya yechida, clarified in the third division.
Is that clear? Yes, or you want to hear it again, or you want questions? Can't hear. Again, okay.
Item 31, introduction to the Book of Zohar. It is written in the new Tikkun about the verse, the horse leech hath two daughters, give, give. A leech means hell, and the evil caught in that hell cry as dogs, hav, hav, give, give in Hebrew, meaning give us the wealth of this world, give us the wealth of the next world. Yet, it is a much more important degree than the first, since aside from obtaining the full measure of the will to receive, giving one all the material one needs for one's work, this is the degree that brings one to Lishma, for her name. It is as our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot lo lishma, not for her name, as from lo lishma, one comes to lishma. Hence, this degree, which comes past the 13 years, is deemed holiness. This is considered the holy maid that serves her mistress, which is the holy Shekhinah, divinity. This is because the maid brings one to lishma, and he is rewarded with the inspiration of divinity. Yet one should take every measure suited to bring one to lishma, since if one does not strain for that and does not achieve lishma, he will fall into the pit of the impure maid, which is the opposite of the holy maid, whose role is to confuse a person that the lo lishma will not bring him to lishma. It is said about her handmaid that is heir to her mistress, for she will not let one near the mistress, which is the holy divinity. And the final degree in this division is that he will fall passionately in love with the Creator, as one falls passionately for a corporeal love, until the object of passion becomes before one, remains before one's eyes all day long and all night long. As the poet says, when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. Then it is said of him, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. This is because the 5 degrees of the soul are the tree of life, which stretches over 500 years. Each degree lasts 100 years, meaning it will bring him to receive all 5 prinot, discernments, naran chai, nefesh ruach, neshama chaya, nechida, clarified in the 3rd division.
Okay, that's clear, that if we constantly advance and advance and advance, then the will to receive is revealed more and more and more in size, to the extent that we make an effort to invert it, to bestow. But there is still always this risk that the will to receive that's revealed in us, it could, in one way or another, we might not be able to turn it to bestow. And therefore, even though there are levels of Naran Chai here, but it's possible that we will get stuck in them. As you said in item 30 before, that's the way it's revealed. The 3rd division.
Item 32. The 3rd division is the work in Torah and Mitzvot, Lishma, in order to bestow and not to receive reward. This work cleanses the will to receive for oneself and replaces it with a will to bestow.
Meaning, not above the will to receive that we work to first restrict it and to bestow above it, but that same will to receive with the will to bestow, that they'll be integrated together. The will to receive with the intention in order to bestow. Yes.
To the extent that one purifies the will to receive, he becomes worthy of receiving the 5 parts of the soul called Naran Chai. This is because they stand in the will to bestow and cannot clothe one's body as long as the will to receive, which is opposite or even different in form from the soul, controls it. That is because the matter of dressing and equivalence of form go hand in hand. And when one is rewarded with being entirely in the will to bestow and not at all for oneself, he will be rewarded with obtaining equivalence of form with his upper Naran Chai, which extend from one's origin in Ein Sof, in the first state, through the pure Abiya, and will immediately extend and clothe him in a gradual manner. The fourth division is the work conducted after the revival of the dead. This means that the will to receive, which had already been completely absent through death and burial, is now revived in its excessive worst will to receive. As our sages said, the dead will be revived in their flaws. And then it is turned into reception in the form of bestowal.
To receive in order to bestow, as it's called.
However, there are a chosen few who were given this work while still living in this world.
This is really high for us. We'll settle for just what he read.
Yes. I want to ask about spiritual study. You said that what I cannot understand and absorb, that's spiritual study.
Right? What you know how to understand and to comprehend is called the corporeal study, because you learn with your mind and your emotion, and that's corporeality.
So the question is...
Is that, first of all, is that clear? What?
No.
Just like in our world, I have my heart, which is called my emotion. I have my mind, which is called my intellect. So I have mind and heart. These two tools enable me to grasp onto different matters, to comprehend them. Some are more intellectually, less emotional. Some are more emotional, less intellectual. For all these discernments, I could say what they evoke in me, in my mind and in my heart. But these are my vessels. They're mine. Just like this structure, which I don't even know what to name it, but in this structure, which is called me, I have my mind and my heart, and what I can grasp in them is called this world. And then that's how I study, that's how I examine things, research things. But what is this research? What is science? Science means what I research in my mind and in my heart. And if it's above my mind and heart, then I don't know what above means. So then I'm told, spirituality is above your mind and heart. Above. If it's above, then I can't grasp it. Right, you can't. So what should I do? It's not that you need to have a bigger heart or a bigger mind. There are people who already have bigger hearts and minds, and they too learn corporeality. The thing is that there are different qualities. You, in your mind and heart, are an egoist. You only comprehend in this software that can receive and that can feel to the extent that it's fulfilled, to the extent that it enjoys it, to the extent that it knows more. That software is called ego. That's how you receive. Your mind and heart works that way. For you it's smaller, for him it's bigger, for the other one it's smaller than you, but it's the same style. And above that doesn't mean greater than you. It's completely incorrect. That means that he's working in a form of bestowal. In a form of bestowal he's working. That the heart works in order to bestow instead of pulling to itself, and the mind works in order to give, to be in bestowal and not in reception, to be in faith and not in reason. Yes.
If I don't understand that,
you don't need to understand that.
So how can I comprehend it?
You can't comprehend it.
But you said that it's spiritual study.
Yes.
And if I want to study spiritually,
yes,
and I don't understand it, and I don't comprehend it, so
that's exactly spiritual. Because if you could comprehend it in your mind or in your heart or in both of them, then it would be corporeal.
But how can I grasp this study?
You can't, you can't, you can't. That's why it says only with a remedy, with a sgula of Torah and mitzvot. What does that mean? That if I connect to the others and I form this new type of connection called bestowal by the light that reforms, then in that same kli, which is bestowal between us, there I can grasp new discernments. Discernments of a new type.
Which I also cannot comprehend.
You will comprehend if you have a new kli.
What does it mean, a new vessel?
No, no, it means that you connect with the friends, with the forces of bestowal which you don't have, but you will get by the light that reforms, and in that network of connection between you, that you will form it, like the authors of the Zohar, or all the Kabbalists, that's how they studied, that in that network of connection between you, you will start feeling new phenomena. And that will be spirituality. Just like that, according to the law of equivalence of form. That is then considered the spiritual study. That's why it is not the wise who learns. And you don't have to whine about not having a big enough heart or a big enough mind. It doesn't matter. You can be, you can come out of the jungle, knowing nothing or anything. And you could still be a super Kabbalist. Because you develop new vessels, completely different ones. You don't need to learn to go to university, you don't need anything for that. What's it written? That the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't need any previous Excel.
Do I have those things at all?
In you?
No, in a person's character. Do those things exist?
In every person. In every person, because we are all a result of the shattering. We've been in that state already. What we're going to discover, we're only discovering it 613 times greater, the revelation of the Creator. Well, what's written there?
Rabash, in the... If a person was born with
If he is born with some talents, then it is said that your life,
anyone who fears, again, if one is made ungifted, how can he be a wise disciple? His brain is too small to understand the words of Torah. Midrash Ba says about that, the Creator said unto Israel, the whole of the wisdom and the whole of the Torah are easy. Anyone who fears me and practices the words of Torah, the whole of the wisdom and the whole of the Torah is in his heart. He explained it in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. Thus, no prior aptitude is required here. Rather, by the fear of the Creator alone, one is rewarded with the whole of the wisdom of Torah.
And fear of the Creator is that we fear if we will be able to connect. That's in short. That's what we need to work on. Nothing other than that. Yes, my friend.
Good morning, Rav.
Good morning.
My question is regarding darkness.
My
question. You know, yesterday's morning lesson, today also we had such wonderful workshops. You know, for a long time I felt that darkness was something so negative. But when we are doing this workshop, we are trying to see that it's just an illusion in the end.
אבל בסדנאות האחרונות אנחנו כאילו רואים שהחושך זה רק סוג של אשליה בסופו של דבר.
זה סוג של גילוי.
It's a kind of revelation. Darkness is a kind of revelation.
But my question yes. is, Rav, that I always, in my will to receive, the starting point of darkness always starts as something negative.
אבל ברצון לקבל, תמיד החושך מתחיל ברצון לקבל שלי כמשהו שלילי.
How do I change? How do I change my perception right. of darkness?
איך אני משנה את התפיסה שלי של החושך?
לא, אתה לא יכול לשנות תמיד
זה. No, you can't change it. It will always be that way. It will always be that way because it's revealed in your will to receive. And then you start working with it in bestowal. You can't prepare your will to receive to accept darkness as light. No, it will always be that way. Always. You have been concealed and I have been frightened. Always. And it doesn't matter if you expect it or you're prepared for it and you know that after darkness you'll advance and the light and illumination and everything. The darkness will come and when it comes, it's the same every time.
I understand that it's all light, you know, like after that whole journey it comes to an understanding that it's all light in the end.
בסופו של המסע זה נראה ברור שהכל זה האור.
כן. כן, אבל בסופו.
Yep, but at the end there is no wise as the experienced.
כן.
Yes.
Fabrizio from Argentina is asking, during the day, when darkness reveals to a person, he's not in a workshop with the friends, so how does he work with the ten in order to overcome that state?
Well, it doesn't have to be constantly in the ten. It doesn't work that way. But you need to be connected to the materials. Have songs in the background, an article that someone's reading there, etc. In Spanish, there is so much material. What, are we lacking materials in Spanish?
No, your blog's translated.
No, I'm not talking about our lessons. Rabash, Bala Sulam.
It's translated.
Did you translate everything or not?
Not everything.
There is
the writings of Bala Sulam. There are the social articles of Rabash. There's the Zohar translated into Spanish. The whole website in Spanish has many materials.
The writings of Bala Sulam, it's fully covered?
Yes.
And Rabash not?
No.
We need to think about that, how we can translate all the articles. Chaim Ratz is doing it now for English, towards the upcoming Congress in America.
Now there is the translation from English to Spanish. They're working on what Chaim's translating of the Rabash articles, volumes 1 and 2.
Okay, because I'm very concerned about the groups in Spanish. You need to strengthen them. You need to pull them, awaken them. Okay. So, Fabrizio, you have materials. Just make sure you have it in the background all the time. Yes. Go.
Item 33.
No, we won't have time. A few questions at the end to conclude with, and that's it.
In relation to the renewal in the study, I discerned recently that it doesn't matter what you do, it's imperceptible like it used to be.
That is great. That is exactly, it shows you that you are facing the spiritual barrier. Because your mind, it doesn't fit into it, to that cubicle. Good.
It's as if you try to put a square forcefully into a circle and it doesn't work. But there's this really strong resistance during the lesson. There's resistance during the workshop. Help, God help us.
Let it go. Oh, let go of the resistance. I'm flying up in the air. I'm expecting only this force of bestowal where everything will then fall into place. You have no other opportunity.
Is there something in approach that we...
don't make efforts with your corporeal attributes. Don't exert there. It won't give you any hook. It won't give you lock on with your mind and heart. You'll feel bad from it.
Yeah, that's exactly how it feels. I don't know if it's correct in terms of approach, but is there something that you can grasp onto, that you can try to...
Only by letting go of all restrictions, you're saying, trying to fit a circle into a square, I don't know, I don't care. I want to be in bestowal. Simply in bestowal, in the force of Bina, there I let go of all of the limitations of my ego, and then I can grasp it in my will to bestow, that I'll rise to this higher degree onwards, and there it will again be in my will to receive. But meanwhile, with respect to me, it's considered faith above reason.
And in the workshop, how should we work there in the same way?
Only ask for connection. Alone, you're coming close to it. It's not exactly there, but you're coming close to a state that alone you won't be able to get anything. The Creator is pushing to that. He's setting these things up. You want to enter Ibur. Ibur is the point of connection between you, because there you start already evolving on the next degree.
So it's less important what you answer. The main thing is to be in an effort that requests connection.
Right.
How do we not fall to that lock? Because I find myself a lot of the time really exploding.
It's natural. It's natural. I understand.
So what do we do with that? What's more important?
What's more important? Bestowal or reception? Okay.
No.
Well.
Boker tov chaverim.
Good morning, friends. Rav, I have a question.
Quickly.
If a friend, you don't know if he's in an ascent or descent, but he feels this state where it's just a constant state for a long time.
Well,
and the discernments he gets just aren't strong enough for him to know whether he's great, equal, small. He always feels great that he's with all the friends.
Fine, so he can stay that way. What do you care? What do you need to criticize him for? How dare you even do that?
I'm not criticizing him.
He asks us a question. He asked this question to me. Everything is fine. Each one, wherever he is, that's it. His honor is in his place. It's prohibited to awaken anyone, but only in love, only connection, and nothing other than that. Pass on the mic to your friend.
A question in relation to giving. In the state of giving, there is a lot of pleasure and happiness that a person who gives, he gets fulfilled with that.
Right.
How can we stay in giving and not fall into that pleasure and get stuck there?
Constantly increase your giving, your bestowal, to care more and more about these and those and that. There's no other way. You mustn't stop. You can't stop.
But the pleasure is so powerful that it's like...
That you want to enjoy it yourself.
Yeah.
How great I am. Look what I did.
Everything.
So
how do we not fall into that?
Enjoy. 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 Until it will be disgusting. And it will. You will hate yourself for working for that. So what can you do? Don't stop giving benefit to others. And I'm willing to suffer myself for doing it. But there is an action the action is sacred. And the fact that I enjoy this disgusting egoist, so what can you do? So I'll suffer and from this stench, but I'll still keep bestowing. Okay? Then you already have spiritual work. We have Riga.
Сегодня дежурные десятки. Петах-Тыкву 26-я группа, Хайфа 3-я, Нюрнберг 2-я, Мехико 7-я и Латвия. Задание дня. Помогаем друг
другу. We help each other to explode in joy and be happy from the corruptions that reveal. Daily assignment. We help each other explode with joy in the revelation of the corruptions that become revealed. We'll read a few announcements to end with. Firstly, thank you to the TV viewers and say, have a great day.
The
Kabbalah College, we're happy to invite you to an introductory lecture in Afula, Nahariya, Natanya, Modi'in. It's 20 shekels to go there and you need to register in advance. Register through CABCOIL or the phone number you see there. Everyone's one family. World Kabbalah Convention. Friends, families, we're all inviting you all and happy to invite you all to come to Ganei Teruha in Tel Aviv, 20th to the 22nd of February. Call the phone number there or go to CABCOIL to do that. The TENS team of the World Kli is requesting that if you don't have a TEN yet, please write to congress10@gmail.com in any language, and we will take care of joining you to a TEN.
שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענוג ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב נשחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם